I'm very proud of our team this year. I think the second half typifies the type of people that are playing for us this year. You know, I have to take the responsibility for the way we played the first half, whatever we did getting ready for this. Obviously, we had plenty of time to get ready. We weren't ready emotionally. And when you play a team with, you know, that type of players, you for us, we really have to be ready emotionally. We have to be flying around. Everything's got to be like going 100 miles an hour under control, though. And we just couldn't get it up to speed in the first half. But at halftime, these guys dug down. And we found a way to get some energy, and, you know, it was great coming back. I thought we could win the game in that situation. We didn't get the shots down when we had to, but, you know, we're a good basketball team, and that second half was the way it should feel when we're playing really well. I enjoyed that out there in the second half. Eric has been a great four-year player for us. A lot of times, you know, he does things on the court that don't really get noticed in addition to his shooting, and he was solid for us tonight in a pretty typical game for Eric as his career has gone through a four-year period. So I'm really happy for Eric that he had the success along with Landon Milburn and Grievous Vasquez this year. Our seniors really worked hard and, you know, got us to the NCAA tournament last year and, you know, are getting us there again this year. So I'm really pleased that things have worked out for them.
Questions? First one to our left.
Gary, can you talk about the first minute of that second half when you guys got the three quick turnovers and the quick points to get you guys back within range? What adjustments had you made at halftime to get that quick start?
Not many. It was just a matter of effort. We changed the effort. You know, you can try to push some buttons at halftime as the coach, but it's up to the players to go out and do that, and they just came out really aggressive. And I thought it started with about 30 seconds left in the first half. I thought we picked it up a little bit right there, and we were able to use that, whatever that was, Adrian Bowie's three-point play there at the end of the half and kind of jump-start the second half from that play.
To our right.
Coach, when you raised the questions about the shot clock violation, what did they tell you?
They said the official, I don't know who it is, the official on that side of the court is responsible for the look because he's kind of looking at the clock. And they said in his mind, the ball was in the basket before the shot clock violation occurred. You know, I couldn't dispute that. In other words, I asked them to check the sideline. We called timeout and asked them to check the monitor, but I don't know if that's reviewable or not. I don't know what that – I should know the rule, but I don't in that situation.
Next question. Any questions for Eric? Front row.
Just your thoughts on what Coach Williams said about not being ready in the first half. Did you sense before the game that you weren't ready?
No, I didn't sense that we weren't ready to play. I don't know what it was when we got out there. We just were slow on defense, and they were getting offensive rebounds early. That's something that we really wanted to key on, is keeping them off the boards, and they did that early. And I think, and once, you know, and they also, you know, Miller was hitting some shots, and Oliver came in, was shooting lights out. So once we got down, it kind of just snowballed on us there in the first half.
Eric, all the chances that you guys did have to tie the game there throughout the down the stretch, was that kind of demoralizing to you, or how did the team deal with those missed opportunities?
Oh, yeah, you're right, man. We had a bunch of chances. You know, I missed a three that was in and out, and a bunch of other guys missed some shots that we usually make. And it's a little frustrating when you use that much energy to get back into the game and get, you know, to 2 points, and you just can't really get over the top.
Eric, all of us in here have seen Coach Williams describe some teams that have driven him crazy at times. What does it mean to you to hear him describe your senior class the way he just complimented it?
I didn't say they don't drive me crazy. You know.
I mean, it's a great honor for you know, Coach Williams. Coached a lot of teams, and a lot of senior classes have gone through here. And to hear him talk about my senior class like that, it's a great honor because, you know, there's been a lot of good players that come through here, and I think our class has done just as good a job as anybody.
Any other questions for Eric? Okay, Eric, thanks. You can head back to the locker room. Any other questions for Coach? to our left.
Gary, with the foul issues for Jordan in particular, how much did that kind of affect what you guys wanted to do, just the fact that he was floating in and out of that all night?
I'm sure that bothered Jordan a little bit. He learned a lot tonight, though. He had three fouls, and he tried to take a charge down there in the second half in a situation where you don't want to get your fourth foul that early, unless it's, you know, going for a ball or rebounding or whatever. And he tried to take a charge, and he slid a little bit and, you know, got called for the block. And so hopefully he learned that. He's been fortunate. He hasn't had much foul trouble all year, so I thought he handled it well for really not being in that situation very often. You know, the first part of the year before we had Dino Greg, we had to play James Padgett, Landon Milburn, and Jordan. So there was a lot of pressure on him at that time not to foul. And so he's become more aggressive as Dino has come back, and I think that's really helped his game.
Front row.
We hear a lot about how it's impossible or no one has won four games in 4 days. But when a team has a first-round game and wins it, does that give them any edge going into the second game, you feel?
I think we were in that situation last year. We won two, and I thought we played well the third game. We didn't win, but I thought we played well. So I think he can do it. I guess it was NC State when Herb Sindak was coaching there that made that run that one time. I think they played four, and they were leading, I think, into the second half, I think, in the championship game. So it's possible. I really believe in it, especially if you have depth. And the way the games are now with all the TV timeouts and everything, I think the game's changed a little bit in terms of, you know, you can catch your breath. If you're a good athlete and you're in shape this time of year, I think you can push through 4 days. Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, that to me, you sit around, you watch a team win, you find out 9:30 last night who you're going to play. I think you do come off a close game like that especially. It's probably a little bit of a sense of relief, which allows you to really focus on the next game, and Georgia Tech did a good job of that.
Coach, a pretty good night from Landon tonight. What does that mean for his confidence now going forward towards the tournament?
I was glad to see that. Landon's struggled a little bit, but, you know, his effort's always there. I mean, effort-wise, that was another game for Landon, but as you said, the ball didn't go in tonight. I think he got really active on the offensive end, and that's what we need because, you know, Gravis, the ball wasn't going in for him tonight. Eric's a very good shooter. We need that third guy. When Landon's on his game, it gives us a pretty good look out there because we've got some other guys that can get some points. And, you know, Jordan Williams has been a double-figure scorer, you know, probably two-thirds of the games for us. So that really helps us when Landon makes some shots.
To our left.
Here, you've mentioned using positive reinforcement before. Is this the game where you kind of just look at the second half and use that going forward? And I know you mentioned the energy in the first half. Is that something that you kind of look at the defensive effort in the second half as kind of a building block going into the tournament?
Well, you remind a team that's how we play. That's how we played all year, like we played the second half. So it was good to see that back into our game in the second half. And now you... It's everybody's in the same situation that is playing in the NCAA tournament. So we'll take our chances and hopefully we'll play well for 40 minutes our next game.
Any other questions for Coach Williams? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
It looked like you were up.